The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny. And old man recession, you are through. You have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about Social Security, the stock market, your 401k, estate planning, income taxes. If it has to do with a prosperous retirement, we want to talk about it on this show. And we have a great show lined up for you. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am a CEO and founder of Retirement Planners of America. We are a firm that specializes in retirement planning, and we work across the Southwest. We now serve over 8,000 families, and we manage over $4.5 billion in assets. We are very proud of that. But you know what? All of that would be not the case if it was not for our beloved and most valued clients. And we work with people who are over 50, retired, or retiring soon. And if that's you, this show is designed for you.
I love it!
Well, I do too. So let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So first of all, as you may have noticed, phase one apparently is a deal, right? And as I've said many times before, you know, phase one is phase one of what? I mean, is it phase one of two? Is it phase one of 18? I mean, how many phases are there? But anyway, phase one. But as I've told you before on this show and in my market alert videos and all the information we put out, we think that the whole China thing is a lot of background noise. The real thing to worry about, if you want to worry about something or to keep your eye on, is the Federal Reserve. And I want to go over with you why this whole China thing, even though I do believe we'll have the market go up, and a year from now there'll be a big trade deal that'll remove all of the tariffs. And when that happens, I believe that the markets around the world will rally on that news and we'll have a strong next year. But even given all of that, the biggest concern is not that. The biggest concern is inflation brought on by global debt. And I want to talk about an article I saw on Fox News, Fox Business rather, that was talking about Peter Schiff, who is an economist, and what he thought about that. It's amazing, you know, how these economists eventually come around. Even the Nobel Prize winning ones come around to my view. It really is remarkable. And then the other thing I want to talk
about this. I know it's a bit silly.
It's very silly, actually. Now, you know what? I also want to talk with you about the emotional roller coaster of investing. So I've talked about this over the years, and it's kind of funny because as I go through it, you will recognize yourself, okay? We're going to describe the different phases. There is about 12 of them that people go through as they invest. And you're going to recognize yourself probably in all of them, okay? So we'll go through those. And the important thing about that is if you recognize the emotional phases that you go through, then you can be better able to make unemotional decisions. Because when it comes to your investing, you need to make business decisions, not emotional decisions. And so we're going to talk about that. Now, also this week, we're going to talk about the burning question that you probably have been laying up at night wondering about, and that is, how do I calculate the break-even age for Social Security? I mean, if I take it when I'm 62 or 66 or when I'm 70, I mean, when do I break even? And you know what? I want you, ladies and gentlemen, to have a good night's sleep. I don't want you to lay awake worrying about when is the break-even age. So I'm going to help you to calculate it, show you how to do it, and now you can sleep. Isn't that great? Don't you love this show? Now, also this week, we're going to talk about our fundamental philosophy of how we manage our clients' monies. Now, we believe that you should invest to grow your money, for sure. But one of our core values is take only as much risk as is necessary to accomplish your financial goals. So we always try to push our clients down to the least aggressive, least risky portfolio that we can produce that gives us the highest probability that we can find of achieving their financial goals. And part of that is protection of principal. We believe that you protect principal first, and then everything else flows from there, okay? Yes, we want to grow, but we want to protect principal first. And that is counter to the whole buy and hold philosophy, which is, you know what, if your money loses 50% in the next bear market, that's okay. You know, it'll come back. So I want to talk about why buy, hold, and protect, which is our philosophy, is so important, particularly for those of you who are retired or retiring soon, okay? And we'll have some fun with that one, too. I'll tell you a little story about when I was in my MBA class at SMU in Dallas, at Southern Methodist University. So we'll talk about that. Now, you know what, Jack? Most shows would actually stop right there. They would say, you know, if we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Stop me.
But on this show, do we stop right there? No, we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before, and therefore, at about 10 till, we will talk about the gift rules, the gifting rules, gift taxes. Since it is a time of gifting, right, during the Christmas season, the shopping and all the rest of it, I want to talk with you about the gifting rules to make sure that you do not run awry of the gift tax rules, because they can be quite onerous if you do. So we'll talk about that at about 10 till. So we have a fantastic show lined up for you. I'm sure you'll stay tuned for the entire program. You know, I'm walking around right now with a bandage on my left index finger. And the reason why is because yesterday I decided to give Noodle, my schnoodle, my dog, a haircut. And, you know, schnoodles have hair. They don't have fur. They're a kind of dog that has hair, so they don't shed. And so when you cut their hair, it's just like a hairdresser. You know how they hold your hair between their index finger and their birdie finger, and the little hairs stick out, and then they trim them with the scissors? Well, I did that, but unfortunately, she moved right when I did it, and I snipped the top part of my index finger right at the joint. I just snipped it off. So blood spewed everywhere. And you know, it's right on the joint, right at the top part of the joint. So every time I move my finger, it hurts and it starts bleeding again. It's awful. But you know what? If that's the worst problem I have, what, Noodle's worth it? You think so? I was going to give her away for that. I was like, I'm done with this. These puppies are not worth it. Anyway, let's talk about, you know, the phase one was the big news, of course, with, you know, the trade and China and all the rest of it. But as I've been saying to you all along, that is background noise. It's going to be up and down stuff. We believe there's going to be a trade deal. They're going to remove all the tariffs from China. The markets will react very favorably to that. And that's why we think the next year looks great. But on the big picture, I want to read, this is actually an article I saw in Fox Business News, and Peter Schiff has finally come out and spoken the very words that I've been telling you on this show for quite a few months now. But he says that he was talking about the Federal Reserve and their easy money policies are going to bring the inflation boogeyman back to America with a vengeance, he says, okay? And the Fed, at the conclusion of its two-day policy meeting on Wednesday, said it expects to hold its key interest rates unchanged for 2020 before hiking one more time in 2021. By the way, the Federal Reserve last year at this time said that in 2019 they were going to raise interest rates four times, and in fact they lowered them five times. So, boy, were they wrong. Okay? But Schiff thinks the central bank's next move will be a rate cut, and that will happen sooner than anyone thinks. He says the reason the Fed had to start cutting rates was because last year the air really started to come out of that bubble, he told Fox Business. So the Fed had to blow some air back in, so this is not a strong economy. It's not even a strong economy. The whole thing is an illusion, he says, right? Now, he says we're going to be hit with a tsunami of inflation in this country. And he said, and that's adding to what he sees as a spiraling inflation depression. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, that's what I've been talking about for several months now. The global debt, if you look at historically, what happens with debt is it usually brings inflation with it. And right now we're sitting at $235 trillion of global debt, according to the International Monetary Fund. $235 trillion. And the reason why there is so much debt is because it's practically free, and in many countries, they pay you to take on debt with the negative interest rates. So people are just piling on debt, piling. The central banks are just telling you, low rates, borrow, because they want you to borrow money and spend it, and that stimulates the economy. But here's the thing that I've been saying, and Peter Schiff said it very well, okay? He says, can you imagine a Fed, if they let the official inflation get to 3%, 4%, 5% and start jacking up interest rates 7%, 8%, or 9% to fight that inflation with all the government debt, with all the corporate debt, with all the consumer debt, this economy will implode like never before. And that's the big risk that I see in the future. That's what I see as being the next big market crisis, like 2008, is when all this debt gets refinanced at a higher interest rate because we have inflation. And that, I think, is going to be a very ugly picture. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to talk later on in the show about our strategy of buy, hold, and protect, but that's why I believe it is so important. You know, in November of 2007, our strategy said to sell. We told our clients, get out of all equities and stay out for all of 2008 and even half of 2009 during that market crash. Why? Because we don't believe you should stay in and take a beating, and we have what we consider to be an early warning system that helps us to see when it's time to get out. And so if you are retired or retiring soon and you don't have that kind of a game plan, what happens if you get hit by another 2008? What happens if that hits you? Could you remain retired? Could you retire in the first place? You know, these are things you have to think about, because you're in a different place when you are within striking distance of retirement, or you're there already, than when you were 30, 40, or even 50. Okay? You need to be thinking about these things. We'd love to help you if we can. Our website is rpoa.com. Go there. We have seminars. We have videos. We have articles. We have podcasts. We have all kinds of information. If you are over 50, retired or retiring soon, our website is rpoa.com. Okay? Retirement Planners of America. All right. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about the emotional roller coaster of investing. And you will experience probably 10 of those. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters. And I am Ken Morafe. La la la, dun dun dun, dun 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 dun, and we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I am the CEO and founder of Retirement Planners of America. We're a firm that specializes in retirement planning, and we now work with over 8,500 families in 43 states. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 independent financial advisors. Yes, and we're so very proud of that. But you know what? Without our clients, without their patronage, we would be absolutely nowhere. So all you clients, we love you, love you, love you. And if you're not, yep, big kiss. And you know what? If you're not a client, I love you too, just not as much. Okay, I just want you to know that. I still love you, but just not as much. Anyway, one of the things that is, I think, the job of a financial advisor or retirement planner is essentially to be your therapist, your financial psychologist, if you will. Because one of the things that happens is that people tend to let their emotions drive their investment decisions, because you know your money is really important. And so you get very emotional about it, and you can make decisions with emotions that are not really the best ones. So having a counselor or a coach or a financial advisor, or in our case, a retirement planner, work with you to help you to make all those kinds of decisions is very important in my view, because then you at least have a sounding board and you have somebody that can walk you off the ledge, if you will. So I want to go with you. Go through with you the emotions that people go through, okay? So I'm going to start with kind of where we are right now, okay? And that is the top, near the top of the emotional cycle, where you're feeling the best, right? This is the euphoric period. This is where people feel just awesome and everything's going wonderfully, the markets are rising, and it seems like nothing can go wrong, and it's all wonderful. And actually, the step before that is the thrill period, right? That's when everybody's like all excited. And then you get into the euphoric period where everybody just throws money at the markets and they're so happy, but then it starts to come down. Uh-oh, it starts to come down. And there's a little bit of anxiety. You know, it's like, wait, Is this real, or is it just is it a buying opportunity, or is this the real deal? Is this another bear market? And then it starts to go down even more, and then people go into denial. No, this isn't happening to me. I have not just lost 20% of my money. That didn't happen. I'm just ignoring it. In fact, I remember in 2008, I met a man who literally went a year without opening a single one of his financial statements. He got paper. He had them piled up. He would not look at them. He had lost so much money, he didn't even want to know. Then it becomes fear. Oh my gosh, what am I gonna do? I've lost so much money. I won't be able to retire. I'll have to go back to work. What am I gonna do? Then it becomes desperation. Oh my gosh, what am I? And then panic. And then with the big word that everybody uses is capitulation. This is where everybody says, okay, I am so done. I'm selling everything. I'm getting out. I can't take it anymore. And then they sit there and they're despondent because they've lost so much money, and they go into despondency. And then the cycle turns into depression. And this is from Raymond James research. These are the actual psychological things that people go through. So then they're in a depression. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm sitting here. I've lost so much money. I can't, now what am I going to do? You know, and my life has changed and everything. But then the market starts to go back up again. You know, the cycle changes. You come out. It's now June of 2009, and all of a sudden things are looking rosier again. And so then hope picks up. And then it starts to go up even more. And so, oh my gosh, it's relief now. And then optimism. And then excitement. And then we're back to the thrill phase, and then the thrill phase leads back to the euphoria phase, and next thing you know, we're doing the cycle all over again. And this is a very common thing that happens. It's almost predictable when you see it. And in fact, as you look at what happened in Y2K and in 2008 and all those kind of in both of those bear markets, it's the same thing. I saw it. You know, you think about Y2K. People were so excited. Those dot-coms, oh my gosh, they're so great. You can't go wrong. Everything you buy is going to turn into a multi-billion. Remember Pets.com? Pets.com, they made so much money with their stock, even though they hadn't sold a single grain of dog food to anybody. Their stock price had gone up so high, they had so much money, that they dominated the Super Bowl commercials that year. It was like all the Pets.com commercials. There was the dog with the hand pet puppet. I don't know, some of you may remember that. Do you believe that was almost 20 years ago? Oh my goodness. Anyway, so there was this euphoria. Everybody was excited. And then next thing you know, it just went and crashed, and people went through all those emotions. The important thing about all of this, ladies and gentlemen, is that we want you to have financial peace of mind. That's our goal at our firm, Retirement Planners of America. And so we don't want you to go through the thrill, the excitement, the euphoria, the anxiety, the desperation, the panic, the depression, the we don't want you to go to any of that. What we want you to do is to go on a cruise. We want you to go to Florida, to Disney World with your grandchildren.
There's no doubt about it.
Okay? I mean, to heck with all this thrill, euphoria. Leave that to us, okay? We always tell our clients, let us do the worrying so that you don't have to, okay? And if you look at the color of my hair, and you go back a few years, you'll see I used to have jet black hair, and now it's not jet black anymore. So let us do the worrying for you. And you know, we always tell our clients, we have two goals. The first one is we want your money to last as long as you do. We want to build a conservative game plan. We want to help you make decisions objectively, without emotion. We want to help you to invest your money with only the amount of risk that is necessary for you to take to achieve your goals. We want to build in our buy, hold, and protect strategy so that when the next bear market comes, at least we have a strategy in place to help us to mitigate those losses. We want to build a plan to give you income, to reduce your income taxes. We want to help you to leave money to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs when it's all said and done. And of all those things, we don't want you to worry. We don't want you to go through these emotional roller coasters. That's our job. Let us do that for you. So our website is rpoa.com, okay, Retirement Planners of America. And if you go to rpoa.com, we have lots of resources on there for you, okay? It's an educational center on retirement planning, in my opinion. We have videos, we have articles, we have podcasts on when to take Social Security, what to do with your 401k, how to get income in retirement, reducing your income taxes, all those kind of things. And also, while you're there—
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
Well, Frankie, you're very welcome. And while you're there, if you'd like, you can sign up to meet with one of our retirement planners. You click on Meet with an Advisor, and we will visit with you at no charge or obligation. And what we want to do is build a financial plan, build a retirement plan for you, a cash flow plan. And if we can help you, that is just fantastic. We're so happy. And if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. Either way, there is no charge, there's no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Absolutely it is. And Bogey is right. Now, while you're there, you might also want to watch our webinar. We have a webinar on Medicare enrollment. We're still in the period of enrollment here for a few days, so you got to get that done here in the next, you got, what, 3 or 4 days left? So do it now if you haven't. We also have videos when you should take Social Security and a variety of other things as well. So you can attend one of our seminars. Tons of information. RPOA.com is our website. All right, we are going to take a break, and when we come back, speaking of Social Security, we're going to talk about how to calculate the break-even age for Social Security if you take it when you're 62, 66, etc. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
Nothing to do but just buy pretty presents for you.
Money. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I am CEO and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. Our clients are primarily people who are over the age of 50, who are retired or retiring soon.
And yes,
indeedy. And as of the end of last quarter, we now work with over 8,500 beautiful families across 43 states. We manage over $4.5 billion. And, you know, it is such a pleasure, a privilege. We are so grateful to our clients for that. And, you know, one of the things that Financial Times named our financial advisory firm one of the top 300 financial advisory firms, this is actually the third time that they've done that. And we're very proud of that, of course, but without our clients, we would be nowhere. So all you clients, we love you. We thank you. If you are not a client, we work primarily with people who are over the age of 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So if that is you, then I encourage you to go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And while you're there, we podcast this show. So if you want to hear it again or segments of it, you can. We have videos. We have articles. We have all kinds of information on there about retirement planning. So our website, again, is rpoa.com. Now, one of the most important parts of retirement planning, in our view, is Social Security planning. And the thing about it is extremely complex. It's remarkable how complicated it is. You know, if there was an Olympic gold medal for complexity, Social Security would win it every year. I mean, they are hands down the most adept at creating complexity of any organization maybe on the planet. And our retirement planners we put them through a six-week training program. We certify them and to make sure that they are able to answer questions for you on when and how to take Social Security. So one of the questions that we get asked quite often is, you know, when will I break even? If I start taking Social Security at 62 versus 66, or if I wait, you know, to 66 till I'm 70, you know, how long does it take to break even? When will that happen? So I want to give you some simple, quick, easy math to be able to calculate the break even age. So let's say that you have somebody and he's trying to decide whether to begin collecting benefits of $1,000 per month now or delay receipt for 1 year. By delaying for 1 year, his benefit would increase by 8%, and so he'd get $1,080. So how do you calculate the difference, right? Well, by forfeiting $1,000 for 12 months, which is how much he would collect now, and he waits a year, he gave up $12,000 if he doesn't collect that, right? Now, what's he going to get by doing that? He's going to get $80 more. So the question is, how long does it take for that $80 more to pay you back the $12,000 that you gave up? Okay, it's pretty straightforward. So again, ignoring the time value of money, although if you want to email me about it, go ahead, and cost of living adjustments, the $12,000 divided by 80 is 150 months, which is 12 and a half years. So generally speaking, it takes about 12 and a half years to break even for every year, right? So if you want to delay for 1 year, that's what the deal is. Now, another way of looking at this example is that you are essentially taking $12,000 and purchasing an inflation-adjusted $80 per month annuity. Okay, it's another way of looking at it. You take the $12,000 and you're buying $80 a month with it. You've lost it, the $12,000. Now, let's look at another example. So we have Sam and Kathy, a married couple who are both about to turn 62. Sam is eligible to receive $2,000 per month. And when he's 66, he expects to live an average life expectancy, which is 85. And Kathy, who is a health nut, is eligible for $1,000 a month at her age 66 and expects to live to be 94. Okay, so she's going to outlive Sam. So if Sam and Kathy retire at age 62 and they begin their Social Security benefits, Sam would get $1,500 a month and Kathy would get $750. Okay, so she's going to get a 25% reduction of benefit, and it would be permanent, and it would reduce Kathy's survivor benefit when Sam dies, if she survives him, which she's assuming she will. So instead, let's say that Sam waits until he's 66 to begin receiving his benefits. He'll receive $2,000 a month, and waiting until age 70 will increase his benefit to a full 32%, because it's 8% per year for 4 years, to $2,640. That is the amount that Kathy would receive at his age 70 in event of his death. Okay, so even if Kathy lives until age 88, delaying Sam's benefit until he's 70 allows the couple to receive more than $39,000 more over their lifetimes than if they had started at age 62. Okay, so even though I gave you an example where it's 12 and a half years, it's not quite as straightforward as that. Okay, there are other things you need to consider: the disparity in ages, and the health, and how long people are going to live, and those kind of things, and the differences in the benefits that you're going to get. So what I would encourage you to do, if you are about to make any decisions with regard to Medicare, Social Security, all those kind of things, is go to our website. It's rpoa.com, okay, Retirement Planners of America. And while you're there, click on Meet with an Advisor. And if you do that, one of our retirement planners will schedule a time to have you visit with them. And we want to help you build a retirement plan. We're going to talk about Social Security, everything else as well. But at the same time, we'll do it at no charge or obligation. And we will part friends no matter what happens. So rpoa.com is our website. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about why we believe that buy, hold, and protect is so important. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate and tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever.
Diamonds are forever. Well, you know what? Diamonds may be forever, but great financial planning ideas, I think, are even better. And that's what we endeavor to do on this show. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am CEO and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that, as the name implies, we specialize in retirement planning. We work primarily with people who are over the age of 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And we are now so fortunate. We work with over 8,500 families in 43 states. Yes, yes. And Forbes named our financial advisory firm one of the top 100 wealth managers, and we are very proud of that designation. But of course, without our clients, our beloved and most valued clients, Forbes would not even know who we are. So all you clients, we love you. We thank you. We are so appreciative. If you are not a client, our website is rpoa.com. You can go there to find information, videos, podcasts, articles. We repodcast this show every week, so you can get it there. We break it down into segments. So if you just want to hear one of the segments at a time, you can. All of that is available to on our website. It's rpoa.com. Now, one of the foundational philosophies that we have, because, you know, we have two goals for our clients. The first one is we want your money to last as long as you do. And the second is we want you to have financial peace of mind. Okay. We want to worry about all this stuff so that you don't have to. But the have your money last as long as you do and the peace of mind, we believe a great deal of that can come if you have a strategy that is intended to help to mitigate major losses when the next bear market comes. And if you listen to the first segment of this show, I talk about why I think we're going to have a bear market in the future. I don't think for another year or so, but I think we're going to have a bear market of historic proportions because of all the debt that we have at all these low interest rates, and I don't think it's sustainable. And as you may know, our strategy told us to advise our clients to sell all of their equities in November of 2007. And we said it on this radio show as well, to sell all equities in November of 2007 and stay out for the entire 2008 and even not buy back in until June of 2009. So essentially a year and a half, we were counseling to stay out, stay out, stay out. Now, why? Because we believe you should buy and hold, but you should also protect. Okay? You need to protect what you've built, in our view.
To hear you say that makes me love you, baby.
Well, I love you back. Now, I want to tell you a quick story. I got my MBA, my master's in business, at SMU, Southern Methodist University in Dallas. And I remember this man came to our class, and he was a multi-billionaire, and he had built 35 companies, I believe, and sold them all. He was a very successful man. And he asked us a question that I'll ask you. He said, okay, so you're running your business, and you know your best customer that represents 50% of your revenue walks in the door and says, you know what, it's been a great relationship, I really appreciate everything you've done, but you know, we're going with your competitor, see you later, goodbye. So you've just lost 50% of your revenue. And he goes, class, what do you do? And of course, it was a class full of really smart MBA students. And we were like, well, you know, you get your salespeople out there and you start shaking the bushes to find another customer. And he goes, wrong. You get your marketing and your advertising, you go after it, and you just put a lot of marketing dollars out there to kind of find new customers so you can replace that. And he goes, wrong. And it's like nobody could come up with the answer. And finally, he goes, what you have to do is cut your expenses by 50%. You have to cut your expenses by the equivalent dollars that you just lost. He says, you have no choice.
Fascinating.
There is, and logical too, Mr. Spock, there's no guarantee that you're going to find that new customer. There's no guarantee you're ever going to get back to where you were. But there is a guarantee that you just lost 50% of your revenue and you need to cut costs immediately. So what does it have to do with us? Well, if your investments, if you're retired, your investments are that customer. Your investments are generating for you the income that you need. And if you have $1 million, which is my favorite number, and I know everybody doesn't have that, but let's say you do, and you're taking 4% of that, that would be $40,000. But now, if a bear market comes along and your investments are worth half that, God forbid, but let's say that happened, and now you're sitting here with $500,000. You can't take $40,000 a year out anymore. It's not 4% anymore. It's now 8%. So you have to do what this man said. You have to cut your expenses by 50%. You have to reduce them by $20,000. If you were living on 40 and now you got to live on 20, that's really difficult to do. Okay? That is what, and if you don't, then you're going to be taking 8% out. Your investments now have to make 8% the rest of your life to keep you afloat. That's a tall order, folks. You know, I'd like to say I can do that for you, but I can't guarantee that. I don't think anybody can. So therefore, protecting that your job, protecting that income, protecting the nest egg that is driving that income for you, in our view, is job number one. It is the most important thing. Everything else flows from that. Okay? Because if you lose half your money, it doesn't matter whether your returns are doing better than the S&P or whatever. It does, you know, you make 9% instead of 8% the next year. It doesn't matter. You have to cut your expenses dramatically because there's no guarantee. And you know, one of the things that I've heard in the argument of why buy and hold is a good idea is because you're a long-term investor and everything comes back. You know, there's no guarantee it will. When the stock market crashed, the Dow crashed in 1920, during the Great Depression in the 20s, it took 25 years from 1929 to 1954 before the Dow got back to even again. So yeah, it came back, but how many of you are going to live 25 years waiting without spending any of your money, waiting for it to come back? I would guess zero. Okay. So therefore, protecting your principal, we believe, is very, very important. And that's why in our firm, we have a strategy we call buy, hold, and protect. And that strategy, as I said, is the one that told us to counsel our clients to sell in November of 2007 before the credit crisis of 08. And we still have it here ready and to be enacted the moment we see danger for our clients. And right now, as I said, we don't, but that doesn't mean things won't change quickly. So if you're over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, and you agree with our philosophy of protecting your principal, then go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And you have several choices while you're there. One is you can visit with one of our retirement planners. You can click on meet with an advisor. If you do that, we'll schedule a time to visit. No charge or obligation. We'd love to help you if we can. If we can't, we'll part friends. Either way, like I said, no charge or obligation. Or alternatively, you can decide you want to go to one of our seminars or watch our webinars. We have information on there that will help you to make educated decisions and help you to understand the things that you should be thinking about when it comes to your retirement planning.
Okay? Oh, thank you, Master.
Well, Jeannie, you are very, very welcome. So rpoa.com is our website. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, since it is the season of making gifts, we're going to talk about the Grinch that wants to steal your gifts from you, which is the gift tax rules. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Have flashy flunkies everywhere. Who wants the bother of a country estate? Who wants to wallow in champagne?
And we are wallowing in champagne. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack. I am a CEO and founder of Retirement Planners of America, and we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. And I've been in the financial services world now for 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years.
To infinity and beyond.
Indeedy. And, you know, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 independent financial advisors, actually now for the seventh year in a row, which is remarkable. And we now work with over 8,500 families in 43 states. We are blessed, we are honored, and we are so thankful. And if you are not a client, our website is rpoa.com, which is Retirement Planners of America. And on there, we have lots and lots of information. We try to put everything on there that we can think of that can help you with your retirement planning. Okay. And also, if you'd like, you can visit with one of our retirement planners, or you can attend our seminars, our webinars. We have all kinds of info on there. So rpoa.com. Now, this is the part of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And that's called estate planning. And this week, we're going to talk about the gift rules, because it is the time of the year when you probably are going to be making some gifts. And you do not want to fall awry of the gift tax rules, because, you know, the IRS. Yeah, those guys. They want to tax gifts if you don't do them properly. And we do not want that to happen to you. So we're going to talk about the gift tax rules. But before we do that, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags, and we do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. So let me go over with you. This week, we're going to be talking about the gift tax rule. So let me give you a little history, and it's my own version, okay? So you historians, don't hold me to this. I'm stylizing history, okay? But basically what happened was the government came up with this brilliant idea that, you know, we don't want concentrations of wealth in our country. We want it to be passed down, and we want it to be dispersed at each generational level. So they created the estate tax, which is upon death. And also there was some funding for World War I that created the estate tax as well. They needed money. And so what they decided was that upon your death, what happens is that the person who died, their stuff, before it's passed on to anybody else, is going to be subject to a tax, essentially redistributing the wealth upon their death. Now, that's all fine and dandy. You may disagree philosophically with that or agree with it, but at the same time, what happens is that people are smart. And people realize that, yeah, okay, so if this tax is going to come due when I die, then what if I gave it all away, you know, like the week before I died, and then upon my death, I don't own anything, and therefore there would be no estate tax. So the government looked at that and they said, well, you know what, that's pretty clever, but no, we're not going to let you do that. So we're going to create the gift tax rules that are going to be essentially the same tax as the estate tax, so that you try to give it all away and we're going to tax it anyway. Okay, so that's how smart they are. So they said, we're going to tax, you know, if you try to gift it. But think about this, a gift. So if you give somebody a Christmas present, if you buy somebody dinner, you know, if anything like that, that's a gift. You know, when you take a friend out to dinner or you buy your children some, you know, a pair of shoes, that is a gift. And so what they said was, okay, well, we can't have, you know, every single dollar that anybody spends on anybody else subject to a gift tax, you know, like that. So they created the exemption. And the exemption to the gift tax is this year $15,000 per person. Okay, so what that means is that if you're a married couple, that you and your spouse can combine and give up to $30,000 to as many people as you wish. Okay, so the first $15,000 that each person gives is not subject to the gift tax. Now, the gift tax can run all the way up to 45%, I believe, 50%. So it can get pretty high. And the gift tax is paid, if you get there, which it's hard to get there, but if you did, is paid for by the person making the gift. Okay, so if you receive a gift, you don't owe any tax on that. The person that made the gift, the donor, not the donee, right? The donor is the one that owes the tax. So if you're the one making the gifts, you're the one that has to pay the tax if you exceed it. Now, here's where it's very unlikely that anybody listening to the show is going to have a problem. And that is that if you exceed that $30,000, so let's say in 1 year you decide to give $45,000 to one child or something like that, then you're way over. But the amount that you're over, there's what I call a gifting bank account that you can draw from before you have to owe taxes. And that excess you draw from that gifting bank account. And this year, that amount is $11,400,000. So you'd have to give away $11 million before there'd be a gift tax. But that's this year.
It has Shazam.
Yeah, and that's Donald Trump's tax law. It has been way, way lower. I've been around long enough. I remember when it was $250,000, if you exceeded that in total lifetime gifts, that you'd have to pay tax. So it can go back. Believe me, elections matter. So if there's a different president, we may have a different tax law, and we may have different numbers. But for current, this year, $30,000 per person is what you can do. Now, as I mentioned, our firm is Retirement 15. What did I say? 50? Oh, 30 is a couple. Yeah. $15,000 per person is what you can do. Now, if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, then I would love for you to go to our website, rpoa.com. And while you're there, you can sign up to go to one of our seminars or you can watch a webinar. Now, if you want to go to our seminars, I encourage you to do that, because at the seminar, we have our now world famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies waiting for you. They are fantastic. But you know what? Maybe that's not enough. At the seminar, we'll talk about how to calculate if you have enough money to retire on, your magic number, 5 strategies to reduce your income taxes, where do you get cash from, when you're retired, should you roll over your 401k, when should you take Social Security. We have tons of great info on our website and our seminars and our webinars and everything else. So go there at rpoa.com. You know what, folks? This show has gone by so quickly. I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I've enjoyed doing it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is this the end?
Of course not. It's only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.